The winter storm today brought near whiteout conditions to the East Coast today. Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley has been urging people throughout his state to stay off the roads. He warned drivers not to expect to see pavement on most of those roads until the end of the week. And Governor O'Malley joins us now. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Earlier this week, you were threatening to close roads and major highways if necessary. Is that still a possibility?
Well, sure. I mean, if it's called for. I mean, what we're dealing with is drifting snow. In Harford County, we have drifts of 4 to 6 feet. I know Governor Rendell's experienced the same sort of phenomenon on his side of the Mason-Dixon line, and there have been some highways up there that he's had to close. We're not talking about closing all highways in Maryland. Our goal is to keep them open, at least for emergency travel of, you know, the paramedics and the other life-saving teams that are out there. But we have urged citizens to stay off the highways, and they've really been listening and helping us with this. But it's a pretty perilous situation out there with snow blindness and whiteout conditions. None of us here can remember a time in modern history when our entire state was declared under blizzard conditions. But this is kind of the second snowman of the apocalypse here, and we're all dealing with it and fighting our way through it as best we can.
You've got high winds throughout the Chesapeake region. Baltimore was still struggling to plow many of its streets. Many streets there were unplowed even before the second wave hit. Are you going to need help from the federal government? Are you considering calling in the National Guard?
Well, we actually, 3 or 4 days ago, I'm losing track of time now, 3 days ago, I believe, we did call up the National Guard. We've been under a state declared emergency for the last 72 hours, and that will likely continue at least for the next 24 and perhaps 48 hours, because we will be a long time digging out of this.
Now, earlier in the day, it was reported that 30,000 people were without power. How long should they expect to be without power?
Some of those 30,000 had been without power for the last 3 or 4 days. We in Montgomery County, at one time, I think we were up above 80,000 people without power in Montgomery County. The latest number has that down to 6,000. But we anticipate with the high winds, the additional weight of snow tonight, that we will likely see the total power outages spike once again. At one point in the first punch of this 1-2 punch, we had as many as 167,000 residents without electricity. There are some who are anticipating that the numbers that will be without electricity as those heavy winds now come in from the west and will be lashing at us for the next several hours, we might see that number double into 300,000 people or more without power.
Do you have enough snowplows for all this? I noted that some municipalities had put out an all call. If you have a snowplow, please call us. We need your help.
I'm sorry to laugh. No, we don't have enough snowplows for this. No state in the Mid-Atlantic would have enough snowplows for this. We prepare for snow events that are in the normal range of 7 to 9 inches, not 49 inches or 59 inches. So it's hard to explain the magnitude of this storm unless you see it.
Governor O'Malley, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.